Go ahead.
Mr. Halaschuk, I noticed, wasn't there today?
He was part of the team flu program that we're running.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
We've had almost half everybody join so far. Yeah, it's a tough club. Nobody wants to get in, but nobody can stay out of it.
Just a question about Andre Pavlik. How would you rate his play this season?
I don't think you can as a season. I think he's come back from his long-term injury better than I expected that he would. See guys miss training camp and never recover during the year or any of those long-term injuries, but for a goaltender to be out of action as long as he was, I think he's been really – he worked hard. We'll give him credit for that to put himself in a position to be solid, and he's been good.
Just watching you work on the power play today, do you like to see Toby shoot a little bit more, or is he up top to distribute?
I'd like everybody who has the opportunity to put themselves in an opportunity to shoot the puck more. Going out and saying we got to shoot the puck more is a baseline reaction. We can get all the shots blocked we want. We've got to put ourselves in a position. So what I'd like the players to do is to get out of some of their structured mindset of how they move and get to a place where there's a little bit more motion. We can experiment right now a little bit with different ideas. That and we just haven't practiced in so long that we needed to get out and work on some fundamentals.
What have you liked about Hutch's game here over maybe the last 3 weeks compared to a little bit of a rough stretch that he went through for a while?
He's far more aggressive in the net without swimming, without covering too much ice. I think he's back attacking some pucks and feeling more confident in the net. Other than technical things, he's playing a more aggressive game.
Coach, 11 months after the fact, how much do you care now about the result of last year's playoff, and how much is it relevant today to your team?
Only insofar as I think we competed in that series as hard as we possibly could and didn't win a game. There were stretches that we had control of the game, or the lead is probably a more accurate way of, but it was part of the movement to youth, really. We had, I think, maximized that group, got an awful lot out of them. They played very hard. But we needed to get a skill base change and did that through young players coming in.
Alexander Burmistrov, how have you seen his game develop and change this year?
Well, his first, I don't know, 40 is too long a number to put on it, but his first 2.5-3 months, there was a big adjustment for him coming back to the North American game. Moved down the lineup while that happened to a point that I think it stagnated for a while. And he's benefited in some ways from injury and then from some pretty solid plays back up and playing with more skilled players and more offensive role. At the same time, added the penalty kill. He and Andrew Kopp statistically have become very, very strong in that. So he feels like he's a part of it. He's moving at a completely different pace than he was at the start, and that, I can tell you from experience, is to be expected when you spend a couple of years with the style of game that they play and then the players that he played with. So he's grown. He's getting quicker. He's starting to make more happen with the puck. He's more offensive-minded, but the change would be he's much quicker than he was at the start, and his risk profile with the puck has changed. He's making far better decisions with it.
So that European style of play that he brought in at the beginning of the year, how much of that has he retained through the season?
There's a lot of good in the style of the puck possession game that's played over in Europe and especially in the KHL. The size of the rink and what you do at the time that you have is different here. For some players, it just takes them a little longer to adjust back to it. So I do think there's some good skill things that he's doing. He's back shooting the puck. This is a small thing that you'll notice, that he's shooting a lot more pucks now and getting some good action off that, whether he beats the goalie, but a lot of times the rebounds causes some offense to be had after. So what are the tags that we put on? He's playing a simpler game. He's playing a faster game. He's moving the puck quicker. Those are the things that the North American, the NHL game especially, requires.
last night you talked about puck possession and how the puck changes hands being important in last night's game. How important is it against a team like Anaheim that's coming in tomorrow afternoon?
Well, even more so, Anaheim has completely changed their season, going to a very defensive mindset when they had a long stretch where they weren't scoring goals but kept trying to as a foundation, and now they've held on to that game. They skate very, very well, and they're going to defend very hard, and then they're just going to take what you give them off that. Chicago, passive is not the way. They were very patient in the game until we fed them a couple, and then they got on that confident roll. I don't think Anaheim will be nearly as patient defensively. They'll be far more aggressive tomorrow.
Well, back to Alex. 1 second, Coach. You talked about him shooting the puck more, and we have seen that. Is that your aha moment that you're getting what you want from him, or he's getting your message about how he's going to have to change and adjust his game?
I think that's the message he got from his wingers. I mean, they want the puck at the net. It's the European game, you know, that the puck possession and you use your wingers. There's times here they don't want the puck back. You know, but that's where, you know, like a Matty Perreault's influence, a positive influence on the player. Because Matty is a skilled puck-moving player, you almost kind of, like, they'd be like dogs. They just keep eating. They just keep handling the puck, keep working it, and they do it in the neutral zone at times. But I think Matty's encouraged him to shoot the puck because there's times there's nothing left to do with it but shoot the puck. And that's always, you know, and he's got a good release, and he gets it under the bar. Just ask our goalies; he gets it up high all the time in practice. He's got a good release on that, and it starts some good offense. He gets it off his stick quick. So scored a goal the other day, had another one kind of called back. But the idea of puck to the net, every player has to have that in their mindset.